No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Because I've been there for the entire duration of you guys' friendship.
Can you imagine?
there was about probably 20 minutes that you guys knew each other before I perceived you guys becoming friends.
Before you entered in the mix.
That's cool, right?
Now a year later, who would have thunk that it'd be this far?
Yeah.
I mean, he was just an Uber driver, so.
That's a cool shirt, by the way, Ash.
Yeah, I know, right? Come on, Jesus.
Anyway, so how would you, on what basis would you say, or actually, let me just ask EBZ this. You meet Ice, then what happens from your perspective? What happens to your life that changes it fundamentally?
Well, first of all, How can I put it? It was inspiring, right? It was very inspiring because I came over here. I was soaking in everything that was happening prior to coming over here. You know, of course, I was doing videos and things of that nature at home and things like that. But, you know, of course, and I was doing my music, I was performing and everything. But to sit with you guys and see it from this perspective, you know, I mean, the chat and seeing the reactions, you know what I mean? Like what was happening when he was hanging out with me and my phone was blowing up. So it was a very inspiring experience. That means when I went home, when I went home that evening, I mean, that's all I could think about, like how to get back to it. Because obviously I didn't really know you guys, right? So like you said.
And I remember you being like, holy shit. Like, yeah. I remember we were having to remind ourselves like, oh yeah, he's never seen anything like this. He doesn't even know about, you didn't even know about streaming, never mind the crazy ass chat.
Yeah.
So it can be pretty shocking.
Tell him about Mind You and Granted.
Let me tell him, I'm going to tell him. So obviously, it was very inspiring, and I kept thinking of how to duplicate it, like how to do it again. So, of course, I went home, and if you look at my first stream, started the next day in the morning. So, if my first stream would go on YouTube, like the day after No Jumper, the next day in the morning, I grabbed my phone without knowing what to do, and I just hit live.
Right.
And I went from there. But then, fortunately, thanks to the shout-out and everything that happened, a lot of people, you know, a few people came into the chat, and they started just guiding me what to do next. So they actually, the chat guided me back to them.
Wow.
Eventually, because we didn't really know each other as well. So, you know, whenever he had anything going on, they would tell me, hey, Paul is doing this, you should go. And, you know, reluctantly, because I didn't really, you know the guy as well, but they would say, just go. Everybody does it, just go. So,
right.
That till, you know, of course, I continue being a musician, which morphs into what he just asked me about, saying, Mind You and Gator, and what was it? Granted.
Yeah. Mind You, at the end of the day, hold that thought. Why are you running your mouth, though?
It's just new. It's things. It's like, what's the word? Trigger words that I've always used when I'm interacting with my chat, right? It's one of them was the Granted thing, which came to me. You know, it's just, I said all that to say, being a musician, continuing doing the live stream, brought all this together again.
Yeah. Dope.
So, yeah. So right now we have this, you know, we have the song, which is the Gatorskin song. You know, I would appreciate everybody listening to it.
We were just listening to it earlier. Yeah, that's become a big thing in the chat all over the world, not just in my chat or the Ice Poseidon chat. But
are you serious?
Well, I mean, I see it friggin' every day, all day.
No way.
Yeah, Gator. Say Gator.
I don't get to really see that, so I'm grateful, you know.
I've seen that the song actually has like a 6-figure view count and stuff at this point, but it's like the Gator in particular with the chat, I just see that as like a very catchy meme. Did you see that Lil Yachty listened to it?
I did. And
or at least like 2 seconds of it.
He did.
We were just talking about that outside.
I was grateful for it.
I said he should start drama with Lil Yachty.
Yes, for sure.
Because then that'll get EBZ's name in Lil Yachty's mouth.
For sure. That's just how it's done. That's what DDG did. He used Yachty's name to make a diss song about something that was like completely fabricated, and it got like hella views off it.
And how's he doing now?
I mean, he's still doing pretty good. He's like a YouTuber, like a vlogger who also like raps and stuff.
My, you know, it's like I was telling him, I was like, people see through that though. It seems corny.
Mm.
And if you're a real musician, you wouldn't go for corny.
See, that is very, very true. And that is a good point. Like, because in the long run, you know, Yachty is like a respected dude in reality in the music world and stuff. And it's like, you know, starting drama about something like that, it just kind of makes you look goofy in the long run. Yeah, I do agree with that.
Musician, that's when you really become a YouTuber.
Because
now you're like on some drama shit. Like, everybody's like, come on. They don't really want to deal with that nonsense. It's,
I mean, 6ix9ine's not a YouTuber. He makes drama with everyone.
That's true.
Yeah, but that's 6ix9ine though. You could take that from an adolescent, a little kid. It's a temper tantrum. Everybody around 6ix9ine can smash the shit out of him, but yet he's the toughest person talking. Come on, like, we let him talk.
Right.
You know, we let him talk.
Are you a fan of 6ix9ine?
Yeah, I love 6ix9ine. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
The energy he brings to the show is exactly my kind of nature.
Right.
When I hear it, you know, it gives me those. I get edgy, you know? Right. I love it. I love it.
The iffy, blicky, stiffy.
All that shit. I love it. Like,
wait, you listen to 6ix9ine?
I don't listen to it because he hasn't had any song that I've really like. But I think that, Mind You.
What about that Fifi? Thief,
what is it? What was Mind You? What beat was that? What beat was Mind You? It was, what beat was Mind You? It was, I remixed one of his songs. I did a.
Oh, I forget. Tati.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was a hot beat, but I didn't like the way he's kind of like, he gets off beat a little bit.
You think?
Maybe it's his flow. Maybe it's the way they like it. You know, some people are like that.
You bodied him on his own track?
Nah, I wouldn't be trying to say things like that. You know, I'm not going to be like, I bodied you on your track.
Let's be real. Mind You was a good song.
Right. I think my shit is hot. And, you know, I'm sure he thinks his shit is hot. So I'm not comparing myself to him. I'm just saying I hope he likes what I did to it, you know?
For sure.
Bottom line.
Shout out 6ix9ine. He's facing some jail time, though, right now.
Yeah, possibly. I heard, unfortunately. But hopefully not.
I know,
Sad situation.
Hopefully not. I mean, you know, they should understand that's comedy. You know what I mean? Him doing all that shit on screen. He still has a mom and a little sister and all that, but drama sells.
So I was talking to EBZ before about how he should market himself. How do you think he should market himself?
I don't know. That's a good question. What do you think?
I think he should do it in like a more. I mean, I'll let you tell him what I told you, so I don't get it mixed up here.
How I should market myself?
Like, what did I tell you about how I think you should market yourself?
I'm not sure which conversation that we've had a lot of conversations.
I said that you should do it in more of like a, you know, funny way. More so than like a serious, like emotional way.
You mean in the baking of...
Yeah, like when we were doing the trailer for, you know, when we were talking about like an advertisement for EBZCon, mm-hmm. I was thinking, you know, you do a skit where you're like... I don't know, like putting something, like, I don't know, like, for example, putting something in the blender and you're like, Mind You, fucking come to EBZCon or some shit.
You know, my next mixtape is called Dine and Dash, right? So we could play off of that, like me busting out of a restaurant after dining, dashing.
Right? Wait, was that inspired after that stream you did?
Which one?
The one where you dined and dashed?
You did?
I didn't dine in. It looked like I did, but I didn't.
I did that when I was like 14, like the first time I ever smoked weed.
Nah, it looked like I did. What happened?
I did it. I was so high. It was a bad idea. I'm high right now, too, by the way.
Crazy.
Hey, shit. We were smoking blunts all day. Just want to throw that out there.
Your eyes are red. You're always smoking blunts, though.
Yeah, I know, but like a little bit more than usual today. So we're on this second channel, by the way. I just wanted to point that out.
Happened?
So on the main channel, there was a music video that apparently, in someone's eyes, had too much scantily clad women in it. So the music video got us. It was like the most random music video. It's not. There's no special reason I posted it. It was just a favor to this kid. Boom. Got us a strike.
Did you contact your network?
We're working on it, but it's been tough so far.
It's probably going to take like a week.
Yeah, it's been like two, I think.
2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm pissed.
I've been through like six strikes, and it usually takes like a week.
Yeah, I feel like my network was like passing the ball around, like not actually like going for it the way they should have been.
Who's your network?
Broadband.
Okay, I'm not with Broadband. I'm with Omnia.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but
maybe I should holler at them.
That's like 2 weeks is totally unacceptable.
They were getting at me tough about, like, Omnia was like getting at me tough before I did the broadband
about
thing.
What, like, just what you should be doing.
No, they were just trying to get me on board.
Oh, yeah.
It's been good, though?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, they work. Like, it takes like a week to get a strike removed, but that's better than 2 weeks.
That's tight. So, EBZ, what would you say is the status of your streaming career right now? How do you feel about it, et cetera?
My streaming career, how do I feel about it?
Are you motivated?
I'm loving it. I'm loving my streaming interactions.
You still want to be a rapper more so than a streamer, though.
Well, I'm a musician. That's organic. That's just how I was born.
Right.
But streaming is just an outlet. It's a means to communicating with the world, you know? And one of those things I do when I'm communicating with the world is do music. So, you know, it's just another outlet.
Tell them how you think you should market yourself. Like, what are you thinking?
You know, when it comes to that, I'm actually very open, honestly. You know, as long as it makes sense. If it makes sense, it makes sense. So I'm open. And at the end of the day, I usually wouldn't like to go with my thoughts, because there's so many people who have done this so much more than I have. I want to just soak up the ideas and then make sense of, you know, the random thoughts that I'm getting. So what do you think?
I think you should advertise yourself as like a, well, I mean, I've said this before, but you didn't really agree to it. I think you should be like a, almost like a Weird Al Yankovic or something. But you're not
Yankovic.
Yeah, Yankovic. But you're not making parodies. You're not making parodies. You're just like kind of, you're just like a funny guy. You should be like a, maybe like Will Smith or something. Like, he raps, but he's also funny. Like, you should do like funny shit, but like also rap as well.
You think he takes himself too serious in the music?
The thing is, yes. I come off corny when I try to be funny.
No, you're
I'm not a funny kind of guy.
Yes, dude, you're hilarious.
Like, I don't crack jokes.
You don't mean to.
People laugh when I do things. It's just because they found it funny. It's not because I was trying to, you know, I'm not the guy who comes out and tries to like be cool and shit. Like, I'm usually just watching.
I just think, I mean, especially in today's market, I think it'd be easier to catch someone's eye if you're funny more so than trying to be serious.
Of course. At the end of the day, I mean, for Christ's sake. This ain't no Mr. You know what I mean? I'm not no screw face, lock jaw. Like, this is not about that. Like, whatever makes sense, makes sense.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like in order to pop off these days, it's hard as like a adult dude. It's like, it sometimes feels like it's always like kids that are like popping off in terms of the rap world, right?
Well, kids are, I think, just more relatable.
They're marketable, yeah.
Nah, not really. Business is business.
You don't fuck with kids?
I fuck with everybody. Yeah.
Wait, you what?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what he was trying to insinuate.
Wait,
saying. At the end of the day, business is business, man. If your business model makes sense, if the song is good, it is what it is. You know what I mean? People don't even know. I mean, a lot of artists that I used to listen to growing up, I didn't know who Nas was until the year 2000. I knew all his records, but I had never seen Nas. I mean, all the rappers, like all the people who influenced me to start doing music, I had never seen them until I moved to the States.
Right.
So I was just buying records and listening to the records and doing music.
But nobody is more proof than Ice that these days, if you want to pop off, you got to have that constant connection with the fans on social media and shit, you know? Like,
which is why I stream.
Which is the thing that kids get, you know, more often than not. It's like Lil Pump gets it. Like, Lil Pump is out there just showing you his fucking life on Instagram story, and then like he might not put out that much music, but he'll like keep you entertained in the
that's
in between.
Why you should subscribe at the officially Beezy _ YouTube, also at Ebenezer Lembe on YouTube, also at Krogue Life by Beezy on YouTube, because exactly what you're saying, I live it 24/7.
How do you feel about Fousey Khan?
I appreciate the guy, man. Think about it. I pulled up at the I heard all the negative stories that are going around. All I know is when I pulled up at the Greek Theater, I said, how much for parking? They said, free. I was like, for real? You know what I mean? Because I know when I go to the Greek Theater, my expense starts from the outside. And then when I got to the door, of course, somebody had, you know, I had free tickets, so, you know, I got in. And I noticed he had sent a tweet out saying all LA rappers who wanted to open up. So a lot of people were performing, and, you know, it was a great venue for someone who could just run up and say, hey, I want to perform. Mm. So freaking, like, put you at the freaking theater, and you just run up and say, I want to perform?
You should tell them about EBZ Con. That we're going to do.
Well, I just want to hear about that. But you were going to perform at FouseyCon?
I showed up to do that. And then, you know, but I came too late. So
you definitely would have been able. I would have got you on stage for sure if it didn't get shut down. That sucks.
Yeah. Wait, did you really have?
Well, I got DC the Don on stage. Like, he was just standing there, and I told the DJ, I'm like, yo, look up his song on YouTube. And he just came out and performed. And I mean, there was only like a half hour of shit that happened before it got shut down. So
that's all we needed.
There was only a couple. There was also the Lit Poppy moment. You saw that,
Lit,
right?
Lit Poppy. Oh, yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Lit like a Bic.
Yeah,
all these bitches on my dick,
dude. He's probably best rapper 2018. But okay. So we're starting this thing with EBZ Con.
Wait,
so.
But before we do the EBZ Con, as long as we're talking about Fousey Con, I just want to cover you running up on Brandon Hampton. What was that about?
You know, Brandon's a roach. Okay.
Whoa.
Brandon's a roach. So I don't really, I don't want to entertain roach chatter because. You know, usually we just chase roaches away. So, you know.
No, entertain it.
Hopefully roaches run away and end the chatter. You know?
It's a talk show. That's what you're supposed to do.
I was chilling and the guy came up and started cracking. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. I couldn't pay too close attention because I was trying to get on stage. All I knew is it gave me a weird vibe. And so when I walked away, I checked myself and I came back to check him. So, you know, he's just a roach, man. I mean. Honestly, like nothing happened. Literally, I was over there to perform, and then a roach walks up to me, and I'm wondering, what the fuck is going on?
Well, I didn't know you. I didn't know you were there to perform. Do you knew someone who was gonna let you up?
No, you know the chat told me.
I would have made it happen.
I would have been grateful, man. The chat told me to show up. You know, it's one of the viewers sent me a free ticket, and they told me exactly what the deal was. Like, show up, and hopefully you can rap or you can perform. So that's what I came for. And then I found out I couldn't perform, and you know, I saw a roach. And
I don't know if the people at home can tell, but he's stomping on the ground like there's a roach there. But so you don't think you could ever be cool with Brandon?
I mean, listen, it's not about being cool, you know. It's there's nothing to do, right? Which is why it always ends up in bullshit,
right?
You know what I mean? Like when I'm interacting with him, we're dreaming of creating something in the future.
Right.
So even if we have disagreements, I still want to hear what he has to say. You know what I mean? And hopefully he still wants to hear what I have to say eventually because we're still trying to build something in the future.
Right.
I don't really know that guy. Right. I know that guy because of this guy.
Right.
And then it comes and then it ends. I end up arguing with your friend or at least your supposed friend. Like, I don't know this idiot. I know him. Dude, you know what I mean?
So, right.
And then they fall apart. So it's like, dude, I have nothing to talk to you about at the end of the day. You know, if you were cool ice. Then maybe I'll see you in the future. But you, the last thing I remember, you ran up to his house with five guys.
The other day, ran up to your house with a bunch of dudes. How do you feel about that? What's the point of that? What was he trying to accomplish? I don't know.
Okay, come on, you know.
Well,
he was trying to get some views or some leeching shit.
He was definitely, he was trying to, you know, come over and get attention on himself. Like, I don't really see what else the point was. He came, he's like, I fuck your ex-girlfriend. And he left. I'm like, all right, I mean, that's cool.
Why would you go with your camera to someone's house with five guys who, and all of them are trying to get a shot? They're all trying to be in the shot. Like,
I mean, the five guys thing is, like, irrelevant because, like, I don't think they were going to jump me if I went outside. I probably would have just got, like, if anything, I would have just got, like, one hit from that one kid that I pulled the baton on. Because he was trying to come in my house. And open my window, come in my house. So I got my baton. And that has like a taser on it. I'm just like, dude, don't come in my house. I will hit you with this. And he's like, yo, come outside, bro. And like all this shit. But besides that, I mean, he was obviously just coming just for some attention.
At the end of the day, man, people like that, you don't bring them in conversations, literally. I mean, honestly, like where I come from, and it's not even saying I come from some special place. It's just people who respect themselves wouldn't be in conversations with gentlemen of that nature. Maybe I don't know him. Maybe I don't know him the way maybe you know him. Right.
I don't know him that well. I mean, we did the interview. Did you guys watch it?
Nah, I didn't give a shit. But I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
Any thoughts?
I mean, it was fine. I mean, I don't know. It was a fine interview, I guess. I don't really. I didn't really understand half the stuff he was saying. But
what does a roach have to say? Come on, now.
You're going hard with this roach meme, huh? Man.
Roaches, man. I see him in my chat all the time. You know, it's no different.
Yeah.
But
crazy. Yeah.
So that being said, after the
EBZ Con,
yeah,
let's talk about it.
We have a lot of supporters. We're grateful to each and every one of them.
We were talking about how we're going to raise money for this, and we came up with a couple ideas.
Okay.
I said I wanted to do a dungeon challenge for 24 hours. He came up with a bake sale.
What is a dungeon challenge? You get locked in a dungeon?
Yeah, we get locked in my dungeon. We eat lizards out of assholes. We, you know, do weird fucking shit.
Well, you can't do that on stream.
No, we eat lizards out of assholes.
You can't do that on stream, though, right?
Eat the lizard out of assholes.
I mean, on stream, I'd probably replace an asshole with, like, you know, my foot.
So you would eat a lizard.
Suggestions.
Like, right. Or like he would lick my foot, or I'd lick his foot.
We so there would be a bunch of nasty challenges in the dungeon. Yeah. Okay.
And then people would like donate.
That was a recommendation he was making.
Right.
And then he was saying instead of licking feet for money, we could just, you know, do
something outside in the community. Pass out flyers for 12 hours. Bake a cake in front of all. Pass out cookies. Whatever it is that involves people, talking to people, telling them what the venue is, when it is, playing the music, talking about the merch. You know, entertaining them with our personalities while inviting them to our show coming up.
I think the dungeon would be much better because it's like some nasty shit, and it's like you know what you say, pathetic. But you're gonna get more people. You're gonna get a bigger reach doing shit like that because it's more entertaining than handing out flyers to a bunch of people on the side of the road.
But I think that there's something that you could probably do that's not totally degrading, like being in a dungeon.
Degrading is the word.
But it's still, like you know. Baking oriented, like maybe you could do something where you like you find like a cool bakery and you like make like a giant cupcake and that's part of the stream, or like how about you make like 100,000 cupcakes and like you get the money from the stream and like they donate and then you have you give out a cupcake to everybody in LA.
How do I make money from that though?
I don't know.
Because we're doing this stream to raise money for EBZ Con. So I don't.
Right, right.
So give us some musical ideas.
I was thinking about musical chairs. I think that's a good idea. We play like musical chairs in the dungeon with lizards, and then we eat them. Like, I don't know, I come up with ideas that is gonna like
all these ideas. Keep taking you back to this.
Listen, EBZ.
Like
listen, EBZ. People are going to be more likely to donate if we're doing some dumb shit than if we're handing out cookies.
No, okay. So the dumb shit could be like he said. You know what I mean? Like a median grant.
Something goofy.
Something goofy.
Maybe
enough,
not
but still
as degrading.
Not degrading.
Well, I mean, what's the definition of degrading?
Eating lizards out of people's asses.
I think that is just a troll.
Too
like
much
this
of a conversation.
No, I mean, dude, is it really degrading if you're making your dreams come true afterward?
Yeah, yeah, because that's not a dream coming true. That's you selling your soul.
EBZ comes from a place where like eating a lizard out of an asshole is just not going down. You are so open minded, which I like about you.
Yeah, I like that about him too.
I'm from Florida, maybe that's why.
You're a kinky guy.
I mean, I don't know. So, I mean, Adam, what do you think? Just knowing what like stream viewers would want and what they most likely donate for, like, you know, some dumb shit I think would be better.
Yeah, I mean, you've done a lot of, like, when you think about what you've done so far, you know, you did, like, the boxing match, which is, like, you know, people like the idea that somebody might get hurt. You've done what else? Like, what other ones have you done? The stupid, like, keep your hand on the car thing. I was just catching up on that earlier. I mean, this, you know, it's kind of like a torturous thing. Okay, you know what I like?
They're grueling. They're grueling.
I like that bad.
This is what I like. You know what's big? Exercise. Do some kind of like exercise challenge where you do like a crazy ass, where they have to do some crazy shit.
Yeah.
They have to run up 1,000 stairs, do 100 push-ups.
Now, that's what I'm talking. I said determination, endurance, will. Let's do it,
bro. You ain't catch me walking up 1,000 stairs.
Okay, but something, you know, like a crazy ass push-up challenge, or I don't know, something like that. It could be like positive. People would definitely donate money to see you do like a fucking half marathon or something.
I mean, that's a good point, but I think
I love the idea of you running because I bet you don't ever run, and I think it would be funny looking, and they would definitely pay to make you like run farther, I feel like.
Yeah, but then I would run out of energy and I wouldn't be able to continue.
You're so funny.
I mean, it would be funny.
You might have to just walk. Even that's pretty funny because it's like humiliating, you know?
And there are different challenges, right?
Yeah. And I like that too,
different
yeah.
challenges. That's a hill. If you can't make it, that's fine.
They
you just
can
lose
donate.
A few points.
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, I don't know. I just
They donate, you got to do a cartwheel. Boom.
And it's different than what you've done before. You've always done dungeon streams. Let's do something else.
You've always done dungeon streams.
That's how he's mind things.
Yeah.
The dungeon.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I've already got someone building some stuff. EBZ, me and you are going to be going to the dungeon on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not going to be degrading. You're just down for whatever.
No.
No?
I'm not just down for whatever. EBZ, what phrase is that?
Once you're in the dungeon, you have no choice.
But you see, I'm also, I have to be a good sport, right? Because the gentleman wants, he's supporting me in this show.
Mm.
So I can't be like, oh, I'm too good for this and that when he's going to put himself through the same situation. So to a certain extent, I got to be down for whatever, you know?
You ever think that he might be a little disturbed?
Oh, I know.
Who, me?
Oh, I know. He says, I know.
Disturbed about what?
Well,
listen, I only psychologically torment people who want a car. I don't do anything more than that, EBZ.
We'll see.
Do you feel like sometimes uncomfortable with the negativity that is introduced into your life through streaming or the CX community? Is that ever a thing?
Wait, rephrase that again?
When you, the negativity that you get from the streamers and the CX, is that ever a concern, or is it always outweighed by the positive?
It's definitely outweighed by the positive. Oh, definitely outweighed by the positive. Because, I mean, think about it. Nothing good comes easy. And now I have a connection to my music. I mean, I have a connection to listeners of my music. So, of course, I'm not that port is not only going to bring me good things, but it's a necessary port. I needed it. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter what comes through it. As long as my music is going through it, too, we're good, you know?
Right. You know, I had an idea, and, you know, we were real serious about doing it at one point, and then we just said, you know, we failed at planning it. But I'm just going to throw it out here into the world. I'm not scared of anyone stealing it. We were talking about doing a live stream, a rap battle live stream. Big-ass line of people out of the store. They come in two at a time. They do a rap battle. Whoever wins gets, like, a friggin' ticket or some shit, and then, like, we do it like a tournament or some shit. I don't know exactly. But that would be tight.
Yeah, that was something that we did talk about last time. That was good. We need to actually make that a reality.
That would be pretty good content, you know, because, like, a lot of people would freeze up and totally fucking blow it, which would be pretty funny. And then some people would be really good, that would be cool, too.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I said, when do you actually have plans for that? Like, when do you actually want to implement that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm down. The thing that we got worried about was just, like, oh, what if we invite a bunch of rappers to the store? What's going to happen, like, in the line outside? Like, are people going to, like, end up, like, fighting and stuff? And, like, are we going to be able to control the crowd? Because we're kind of, like, under police watch ever since we had that little, like, mini riot here.
Well, I mean, if you do this event, you know, and I'm there too, you know, we could just hire a bunch of security. And then it would, you know, we split the cost of that security. And then
there it is.
There, no one could fight, really, I guess, right?
Yeah. Like,
it would really help.
I mean, people shoot each other even when there's security sometimes, but I guess we have a pretty good shot of avoiding it.
I mean, people can, if people really want to shoot each other, they're going to do it. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I mean, the police can't do anything if you did everything in your power to stop that.
Hopefully. Yeah.
So, well, I mean, you've had, you know, your XXX come together you did was pretty packed.
Yeah. And they were very, very upset about that.
There weren't any casual, well.
No casualties. Yeah, nobody passed at the scene. Thank God, that was the lucky one. Yeah, there was no violence.
No violence. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, why do you think there'll be violence this time? Or is it because it's rappers?
Yeah, like just the idea of a lot of rappers showing up. But these days, rapper oftentimes doesn't really mean anybody all that tough.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think your viewers, like the people who showed up for that XXX thing, will be the same kind of people showing up for this.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know who you're. You know. Viewers could be so.
There would probably be some gang members, but they'd probably be outweighed by the nerds.
I think so. I mean, even if gang members come, I don't think anything would happen because this is like not the environment for that.
Hopefully.
I feel like.
Hopefully.
You know, the gang members would have more respect, right?
I don't know, bro.
Hopefully.
I mean, I don't
I've
know
seen
anything
some wild
about
shit, bro.
I don't know anything about the gang life.
You know, that's an idea I like. How about this? Ice Poseidon homeless Skid Row challenge thing. You go and become homeless in Skid Row, and somehow you like make money through this.
So, I mean, I've thought of that idea before, but I think I would actually die or get robbed. Like, I think I would actually get into some problems, some like trouble if I did that. Like overnight at Skid Row with a camera and like $2,000 worth of equipment.
I mean, if you sleep, that could be a problem. If you stay up, I think you'd be all right. You should be an all-nighter.
You don't think anyone would try to press me for my equipment?
Actually, yeah, I've definitely been pressed for like filming even on my phone in Skid Row in the middle of the night before. Yeah,
I mean, every time I go to Skid Row, I always get yelled at by at least three people who are like, "Get the fuck off my block," you know, type shit. I'm just like, "All right, well,"
and those are some serious blocks.
And now if I'm over there sleeping on their block, I'm gonna get jumped.
They're serious.
You could hit up Brandon Hampton and get his gang connects to come out.
I mean, maybe, dude. He might know a couple people on Skid Row.
Might need some muscle ice. No, and hire a bunch of security guards.
I mean, I feel like that defeats the purpose of the stream, though.
Nah, that'd be funny, though, because that would be cool. Like,
a bunch of security guards with me on Skid Row. I mean, yeah. That
could be kind of cool.
Making money from TTS around all the homeless. That's a fuck it, dude.
Making TTS money around.
That is fucked up. That is fucked up. Like, you would definitely be on BuzzFeed for that.
That is fucked up. He's making TTS money.
That might be the most fucked up thing. Like, we just thought up an idea that would definitely work, but it's also just you get so much trouble.
Some guy made a video on me saying that I use the homeless and manipulate them for content.
Right. Do you feel like that's true?
No, because...
You do fuck with the homeless on camera, right?
I do, but that's because they got nothing to lose. Like, I'm going to be real with it. And then, but I always ask them, I'm like, do you want to do this? And they're like, yeah. Like, okay, can I shoot you with a paintball and you get money? Oh, $500 for... Yeah, of course. Like, what the fuck? Like, right. I'm not using people who are not sane. Like, they know what's going on.
How many times have you paid a homeless person $500 to shoot them with a paintball?
Oh, that was just once. It was a Fear Factor thing I was doing.
Wow.
I had this homeless guy come and compete for money, and he ended up getting like $500 from it.
See, I mean, I wonder...
That's a good thing.
What is the objection that the fucking leftist mob would have to this? Have you gotten that? Have you gotten the social justice warriors freaking out about you and the homeless? Besides that one video?
I've had people, you know, give me shit, and I usually just tweet them back, and I'm just like, fuck you. Like, I just don't care. Right. Like, those people aren't watching my streams anyways. Who gives a shit?
Right.
Like, I'm not doing anything that's morally wrong because I'm using people who know what's going on and are completely sane.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, especially the guy knew that he was coming for that. And then if he leaves, he'll tell his friend, like, hey, fuck with a boy, give you $500. And his friends would likely be like, man, let me go get it.
I think the leftist people are actually the ones who are doing bad justice, because I believe in equality. Homeless, rich, it doesn't matter. Like, if you want to come on my stream and do something, you can do it. I'll treat everyone the same. But the leftists are like, no, he's homeless. He deserves different treatment. And I'm just like, wow, you think, like, you must think he's an animal then.
They're not going to give him anything. Those people who are saying he deserves better are not going to give him anything. They just want you to leave him alone. That's all. They're not going to give him anything. They just want you to leave him alone. But, you know what I mean? It's like you criticize one person, but I actually gave the guy $500, though. What did you give him?
Right.
Conversation over, you know? So
they gave him the love on Twitter.
They gave him
the
love, exactly.
Do you ever worry about that? People coming for you for being problematic or anything, like the way that he's had to deal with?
For being problematic.
You know, like the liberals, the BuzzFeed types, the people who get offended by stuff like shooting homeless people with paintball guns for money.
The liberals would never attack EBC.
Like that,
you don't think?
No, he's black.
Right.
Like, they would never attack him.
Nah, they pick on certain black people. Candace Owens and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't understand the question fully, though. So give me the question again.
Well, you know, ICE is sometimes considered very problematic. Like, you know, do you know about this guy Tariq Nasheed?
Yeah, I've heard the name through him. Yeah. Have,
what do you think of him?
I don't really like the guy.
Really?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because I remember seeing him confront. Like, anytime I see a person walk into an interview room with a camera to confront the person who's getting interviewed, I just find it kind of, you know, it's. I saw him do that to this guy named Sotomayor. And I just kind of thought it was, and you know, just it's corny. It's corny shit, you know? It's like, you have a problem with the guy, wait for him to finish his interview, confront him. But you go with the camera, that means you want views. And that's kind of corny, you know? So I didn't like that when I saw it.
Why does it matter if it's corny if it works?
Hey, if you want corny being, you know, what it is, I just like building with rocks, you know, not
shit like that. Fuck it, rocks, dog. So, no, I'm just saying, if it's corny, like, who gives a shit, dude? It can be corny, but if you make, you know, a couple grand from it, who gives a shit? It can be corny while you're chilling in your fucking golden bathtub.
You're inciting negativity for your views, right? That's what he did. He walked into an interview with a guy who was getting, you know, he's getting this interview with DJ Vlad, or Vlad, whatever it is, and now you want to fight him.
Wait, so that's what he did, and Vlad allowed that?
That's what I wondered. I wonder.
I got to look into this because I'm not familiar with the scenario.
Yeah. But he's like, you know, if you want to fight the guy, wait for him to finish the interview and get it on.
He tried to fight him?
If that's what you want to do.
Oh, okay.
But to run in there during the interview, you want to be on camera.
ABC. Fuck out of here. Explain to everyone why you slap people.
Yeah.
No, I don't slap people to begin with, right? I mean,
sure, they know I slap people. Yeah, real people.
I mean, when you slap them, you do it on camera.
Yeah, the you wouldn't say Ibiza slaps people. You say
that's what I heard. That's the reputation I heard about.
Things happen, and people got slapped.
Right,
it's a big difference. You know, I don't slap people, but you know. So yeah, you know, I mean, it's better than a blow. Keep that in mind.
Right,
much better than a blow.
So, Them being punched.
We're talking losing tooth versus five fingers in the face.
Do you feel like you still haven't, through your whole experience with the streaming community, you still haven't given somebody an actual full-on punch? Just a few little scuffles?
There's no one to be doing that with.
You gave...
Like, who are you fighting with on stream?
You gave Scuffs Jim Carrey a good punch a few times.
That wasn't even a punch. Come on, I was surrounded by everyone with cameras, a lady there with her tits out. Come on, it wasn't a fighting environment, you know? But granted, of course, I did swing with my fist closed. Yes. I did swing with my fist closed. But that's an isolated event.
And then in the closet as well, you did that. You threw the 1-2 in the closet.
Who'd you punch in the closet?
And then you also punched Brandon in the closet, too.
That's what I'm punching.
Bro, you've been punching mad people.
What's his name? Broke Malone was a punch.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Those other ones were not punches. This was just me saying, stay away from me. You know, Broke Malone was a punch. So.
Right.
But I'm not a violent guy, though. You know what I mean? Like, don't, you know, when I say these things on camera, you should never get from me that I'm anything next to, you know, I definitely don't portray that. You know
what
I mean?
You seem like, you know, you're sort of like an enforcer type guy. If you see something that you think is fucked up, you're not scared to step in and do something.
That's it. And if I see it's going wrong, I'll always stop it. I'm not here to make you guys. I don't want you guys fighting. Even if you have problems, let's not fight it. Talk it out. Because, I mean, think about it. Look at the guys who are making money in music, man. Do you ever see them next to anything dramatic? Never. They know what it is. Like, come on, you walk away from that nonsense. Let somebody else who wants to do it. It's like I heard 50 say in an interview. It's like, I have friends who, that's what they do. I introduce them to you. You guys can go settle your gangster somewhere else. You know, me, I do business. I do music. You know what I mean? Like, there are people like that who, that's what they're about. They love that. Like, I don't love that.
You don't love the drama.
Yeah, nah.
But see, that's the weird thing, is that this guy's whole career is based on cultivating drama. And he's structured his entire fucking life around having chaos and having all these weird people around. So that's why you're an odd fit.
EBZ is a good fit to that. Right. Because in a way,
that's a good thing.
He's the Punisher.
Right.
The level-headed person, but also not the level-headed person.
No, I mean, the thing is, I understand him in a sense. He's, at the end of the day, a very good person.
Right.
He's a good person. That's why we're able to have a vibe, you know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of people talk about energy, and, you know, you feel it when you go in places. Some people are welcoming, some people are not.
Mm-hmm.
You see the people who he has helped less welcoming than him. That's pathetic. The guy brought you up, and now you're trying to choose who gets off?
Right.
Makes no sense. So,
who are you talking about?
No, we're not going to name any names. We're not going to do that. But, you know, at the end of the day...
There I go again.
There he goes again. But that being said, it's like, I would never let anything... If I was around, right, if I could, because I'm not, I'm nothing. I'm just another guy trying to make ends meet.
Right.
If I could, I would always try to make sure the other people who are coming at us realize that these guys are just clowning. It's not that serious. You know what I mean?
Okay.
When I was introduced to the situation, there was no buffer telling me these guys are just clowning. That's why you saw all the situations I got into with all these guys. But they were not clowning to an extent. You know, that's a whole different conversation. But now that I'm there, I'm able to look people in the eye and say, hey, we're clowning. And then, of course, I can look him in the eye and say, you know what? Let's dead it. Let's just go this other way. You know what I mean? If I'm involved, if they choose to listen, you know what I mean? At least I could what's the word? Suggest, like ice, let's not do it, you know? At least.
EBZ. I came up, me and my friends came up with a couple of bets. Odds. What are the odds that you're going to slap me in the dungeon on Friday? Nah. For 24 hours in a dungeon, bro. Me and you.
Oh, no.
How big is the dungeon?
It's a two-car garage.
Okay. Why would he slap you? What do you plan on doing to him?
Yeah, what do you plan on doing to him?
I mean, I don't know yet. I'm not the one making the challenges, but I'm definitely not going to make it easy for you.
Well, we'll see.
For my own fun.
Well, keep in mind, it's EBZ Pro that we're working on, right?
Yeah, EBZ Pro. So instead of EBZ Con, we're coming up with EBZ Pro. Because con is a negative.
Right.
And we're only positive around here.
And I'm trying to become professional in the music realm.
Right.
So this is like hopefully a step towards becoming a professional.
EBZ Pro. I like that.
So tell them about it. What about what we talked about?
Well, we have the song Gator Skin, which has gone to like, what is it, 300,000 spins on Spotify?
That's like 500 or 600.
Okay. And then it's also doing a good number on YouTube. We've got a good amount of songs that are, you know, with decent numbers on, you know, SoundCloud and things like that. So all that means is a good amount of people support what's been happening. That being said, it'd be nice for all of us to get together and just shake hands and, you know, just appreciate the people, giving them a show. And, of course, you know, meeting everybody and having everyone meet us at the same time.
Yeah. You
know, it's like a get-together.
Yeah, but tell him about, like, what we're going to do at the show.
What are we going to do at the show? What do you mean?
Well, tell him what we talked about, the fire pit, the fireplace of one day, about the strippers and the comedian and the everyday.
Oh, but we haven't even orchestrated that all the way through yet. So, I mean,
and the tanks and the helicopters.
Yes, we threw out a bunch of ideas.
Tanks?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to make it an event.
Depending on how much money we make on this gross dungeon, stream, I'm gonna make it nuts. Okay, I'm gonna make it the best YouTuber con
and
ever.
You have to come.
I will come for sure.
I looked it up. Great. Renting a tank for him to rap out of off the fucking gun on the top.
Oh wow, like Master P type thing.
Yeah, it's not that much money, and then a little police escort. That's not that much money either. I mean, it's a couple thousand.
You need a police escort to get a tank.
Yeah, because the tank's bigger than a lane.
That makes sense.
So you need to get a police escort for the tank. Then we get an escort with the tank to the motherfucking EBZ Pro, and then he gets down. He's like Gator, and then fucking goes inside. Big fucking fat strippers that are twerking and shit, right. And then everyone get free liquor.
I like fat strippers. Sounds like tight. You like fat strippers? Is that your thing?
No, not fat strippers.
And then I said we should also hire a comedian as well. Get people, you know, happy and laughing. And then boom, EBZ comes out. Yo, condoms in the trash can. Just like that.
Bingo.
That sounds tight. How many people do you think might come?
I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know, honestly. It could be.
Honestly, let's put it this way. With your blessing.
Yeah.
And my humble presentation, you know, 200 would be a great number.
Right. Well, I think we could do that easy, yeah.
200 would be a great number.
I mean, 50 people showed up to help me move. I think we could do like 1,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you hit 200, we're doing good.
Now, where should we do it? Where should we do it?
Good question.
I'm just going to get the Staples Center.
Yeah. The Greek Theater. July 15th.
I mean, depending on how much money. It'll
change your life.
Depending on how much money we can raise, I'll probably just get like something on Hollywood Boulevard.
Right.
Like just some. So like stragglers can come in and like it's like a good, like, it's like, you know, it's kind of ghetto. It's like it works out.
Wow, I love that idea of just having a big room full of your fans. I just want to go see what the vibe is like.
I mean, I threw a party before. It's all dudes,
right?
And we all get drunk and act retarded. So I mean, it works out.
No girls.
I think when I threw my party, I think like one girl who was single came.
Wow. But that's the thing.
She was from Discord.
So we got to find a way to make girls come, because all dudes is good. You do what you got to do.
Well, there's gonna be a tank. Girls love. Like images of power like that, right?
There it is. We should promote like girls free, you know, all that.
Girls get shot by the tank.
Girls shot by a tank.
I think we could do it, yeah.
Shot by the tank.
Yeah. Wait, if you bring a girl, you get slapped by EBZ. Special.
She gets slapped.
No, no, no. If you bring your, if you bring a girl, you get slapped by EBZ special. So the guy who brings the girl gets slapped. And then,
why doesn't the girl get slapped? I mean, it'd be much better.
That would be problematic.
That's domestic violence.
Listen, I have an idea. I have an idea. How about this? We do this to raise money. It's an it's a reverse gangbang. So tons of girls come and you just fuck them all. So they're just like, we just invite girls. We take a photo of you. We Photoshop it. We make you look super good. We put you on the flyer and we just say, girls, show up to fuck this dude, and we see how many girls come.
EBZ, oh, that's a great idea. Wait, EBZ, how freaky would you be willing to go? Would you let a girl lick your butthole?
No, well, okay, fine, but he should just put a condom on and just run through them all.
No condom.
What if there's like 50 girls, bro, like 100?
Why would you? That's dude, I would get
so tight.
I would wrap, I would take the AIDS for that.
We'll blur their faces and everything.
Ooh.
What's this?
That's good.
Is this for to raise money for the show?
No, this is for you. While you're rapping, you're fucking them too. Is that not good? That would be the best rap show in history, dude.
That's not a rap show.
What is, yeah,
that's
it is
a freak fest.
Yeah, but you'd be legendary as fuck after that, bro.
I know.
I'm thinking that there's no, because we got to keep it safe for YouTube. I'm thinking that there's a room and that like all these girls are just showing up. They go in there, they get piped out, they come out, their hair's all fucked up, they're making makeup's all fucked.
The EBZ piping room. I like that.
That makes sense.
Would you actually do that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because you know the right articles about it.
No, we're definitely doing that. No, if there's any girls out there that want to fuck EBZ, you're going to get your chance.
Dude, if it was even 10, it would be legendary.
Not legendary. Even 5.
Because then you're still, you're taking all oncoming traffic, bro. You're doing it.
EBZ, would you be able to ejaculate before 10 girls?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Dude, Viagra, it's your time to try it out.
Listen, man.
It keeps you from coming?
I'm a bunny, man.
Yeah, it just makes you stay hard as fuck. You can come and you stay hard, they said. I've never done it.
I feel like your dick would hurt.
Yeah, some people describe it as like unpleasant if you take too much because like your dick will just be hard for like forever.
EBZ.
I'm a doer so bad bunny when it comes to that.
EBZ.
Go all night type shit.
Yeah. Tell him about 3BZ.
There's nothing to say about the 3BZ.
What is that?
It just shows your level of your cojones or cojones, however they say it.
So, you know,
if you have more, it's a myth.
He basically.
That if you have 3 balls, you have more guts than the average human being. So now most people think I have 3 balls.
So is there any truth to these rumors?
That's a myth.
Right.
It's for me to know and for the rest to wonder.
Wow.
Story about the 3BZ. Now, but I do have 3 balls. My motherfucking Wonder Boom is my 3rd ball.
What the hell is that?
It's a big black ball. From that, my TTS resins.
Oh, Wonder it's Boom, like a speaker. Oh, right. Okay.
Wonder Boom.
So you're a fan of TTS? Why is that? I fucking hate it. It's so annoying. It's turned off right now so we can have this conversation.
Well, it gives the atmosphere a different kind of vibe.
That's true.
Honestly, it really
does. Annoying vibe, yeah.
It just makes things weird. When people walk by and you have TTS going on,
right?
They're always wondering what's really going on.
How do you feel about TTS being hijacked by racist trolls?
What else is new, you know? What else is new? You know,
I mean, it's honest. I've seen EBZ stream a lot. It's really not that bad. You'll get like one racist troll every 25 minutes. It's not that
honestly
bad.
Honestly speaking,
most people would think that's pretty bad.
When I'm by myself, I don't get any of those. Every so often, I would get it because most of the time, when people are interacting with me, they're talking about music or they're telling me my music is trash. So it's one of those two. They hardly come unless I go around when I'm hanging around these guys.
Okay.
The floodgates open.
Okay.
Bajon walked up to me the other day. Remember, I was at your house and he was playing
the Fjord?
I was just like,
wait. You don't even like saying
wait,
it.
Wait, who?
Cause it's just, I mean, I say it when I'm with black people, but.
Wait, who was doing it?
Huh?
Who?
Bjorn.
That's real.
His name
Bjorn.
Is.
Bjorn's not here.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying the other day at your place, before we left on the second RV trip.
Oh, well, that wasn't the other day. That was 2 months ago, but. Yeah, I mean,
Last time I saw him.
Bjorn is naive with that kind of stuff, though, so you shouldn't blame him.
Well, I didn't, you know.
What's your attitude, though, on, like, the racism that exists within, like, the streaming community and stuff?
Not surprising. I mean, what else is new?
But do you think that there's anything that can be done about it?
No, not at all. No. Not at all. I mean, people don't... At the end of the day, you got to face the facts, you know what I mean? You know, not everyone's looking at you with good intentions. You know, even though they're polite and they do it, they follow protocol, but not everyone is looking at you with good intentions. So, you know, it's understandable.
Well, I mean, they give you money. That's not that bad.
Well, I mean, they charge back too.
Oh, no, I have a script that I use. I don't ever get any chargebacks. They never work.
What do you mean? You have a script?
I have a script. I have like a script. I copy and paste a script in the PayPal that just works.
Really?
Like PayPal will side with me.
Send it to me, please.
Yeah, I'm not going to release what it is because then people will just counter it. But it's a script. And PayPal's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And
yeah, I always win. Yeah, let me find that out.
Wow. Let's get that.
Yeah. You get a lot of chargebacks?
I don't know.
Yeah, how come? You don't check?
I don't check. I should probably check.
Yeah, so you're probably giving back a lot of money then. Because that's what happens.
You know? I think more of my audience.
More what?
I think more of my audience. I mean, if I do get them, I don't hear about it.
No, you don't hear about it until you check your PayPal.
Oh.
And you go into resolutions.
Oh.
Under normal circumstances.
I've been in there. It's not that lit. There's a few little things. It's usually just people bitching about not getting their songs played.
That's what it is. Right. Those are the chargebacks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, shout out to all of you that I just emboldened by talking about you.
But it's all good. I mean, what else is new? Everyone in scandalous
so Adam, kinds of ways. Adam, what do you think about EBZ and the future of his rap career?
I'm optimistic. He's magnetic. He's well-spoken. He's got presence. He's got a nice, like, his vocal presence is good on the track.
I appreciate that,
man. You know, I feel like you're good at coming up with concepts and stuff, as evidenced by Gator. Say Gator. You know, that's my favorite, personally. I bought in on that one. I got that on the playlist and stuff.
What kind of songs do you think he should make?
Wait, that's on Spotify?
Good one.
That's on Spotify?
It is on Spotify.
You know what?
300,000 views.
I'm going to put it on the No Jumper Spotify playlist.
No way.
Gas the views up, bro. You're going to do it for the culture.
You made it, EBC.
I did.
That's going to be big.
Honestly, I'm like I always say, I'm honored to be here, man. You know, I really am.
I appreciate that.
Honestly.
I mean, that's
and
what
it's
I
so
like.
It's such a genuine vibe. It's like, I can't even believe you're able to do what you do, how you do it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's no problem. I'm high as fuck. Also, but I just want to say, I like about Isa Stream that we've gotten to see sort of like the career arc of you play out in such a non-traditional way, you know, just getting to sort of like see you day by day on streams, hear about stuff, see clips on YouTube, find out about the man, you know, have him in on the podcast, check in, shit like that, you know, it's cool.
It's a gratitude story, man. It's a river. It's running in its own direction, you know? It's running in its own direction. Because what's funny is, like, 9 times out of 10, the people in my normal life, they almost have no idea about everything we just talked about.
Right.
Because I don't know how to bring it into conversation. When I bring it in conversations, I almost sound like I'm
bragging. Can you get the employee and tell him?
You know? If I bring anything that happens here in conversations in my normal life, it comes off like I'm bragging. So I, like, refrain from talking about it.
Right.
Because I'll meet my friends and I'll be like, yo, man, the other day I was on No Jump. Like, you weren't there with me. So now I'm telling you about it, and it sounds like, okay, so.
What kind of songs do you think would fit his style?
Good question.
On Gator was
stuff
the first,
like that.
Are you sure? Because DJ Academics and, what's his name?
Gatti.
Yeah, they both gave
Academics
it,
didn't like it either?
Gave it like 2 seconds. He was like, nah, he wants some fuckery.
Academics don't know. He just hasn't bought in on the.
What do you think about that clip of Lil Yachty saying, listening to Gator?
I think it's just, you know, Yachty has had a great career. I feel like that's just one misstep. What's up, Hesh?
I like that answer.
He was mistaken in that case. Michael Jordan, get out of here. You're being attacked by the community.
Yachty's had a great career, and that was one misstep.
That's just how I feel about it, you know, personally. I think that, that's a good song. What do you feel like the rest of your career could look like? What kind of stuff you gravitate towards making? You seem pretty open-ended.
Oh man, like I have a lot of records though. I can give you an idea. You want
to? I mean, we could play some after the interview for sure. Okay, yeah. On the stream, but if you want to email,
honestly, my range is, you know, my range is wide. Honestly, I don't like. I'm not. You know, my range is wide. I mean, I'll take a 60s beat, take away the lyrics, dun, 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 and I'll rap over that and try to make it a hit record, you know? I'll take a Mariah Carey song and do that. I'll take a country record if it got enough, you know, if I can get a two-step out of it, you know what I mean? Anything. I mean, you can make a hit record out of whatever it is. You saw Busta Rhymes do it with an Indian song.
Yeah.
You saw Noriega do it with a... Arabic song. What was that song Nori did? What was his song? It was made by Pharrell.
I don't even remember.
I have an idea that I think would work well with you that might go viral.
Talk to me.
Here we go.
I think you should. I think you should bang on pots and pans and then rap over it. Like, seriously.
If it sounds good, it sounds
it's
good.
It's like acapella.
If it sounds good, it
it's
sounds
like,
good.
It's acapella, it's like, and it's soul? Like. It's out like of nowhere. You can do it in your kitchen. You can do it
it's
in
like
your living
room.
You
saw the clips doing with the Neptune, man.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know? If it sounds hot, it's hot.
Or like, maybe like, I don't know, like throw rocks or something. Make the noise and then rap over it.
Yeah. Like I said, if it's hot, it's hot, man. You can get really creative about the instruments you use. You know what I mean? You can use water. If it sounds good, it sounds good. Honestly, you just got to make it hot, you know?
Dude, a rap with water. That would be good.
You know, yeah.
Just water rap about water.
Not rap about water, but you know, you put water in different containers at different levels, it's going to give you different tones.
My favorite thing is just buying a big-ass gallon of water and then buying a smaller water. And first I drink the small water, and then I throughout the day I fill up the smaller water with the big water.
That works.
That is good. Why buy water and you just do that?
Yeah, some people think it's kind of fucked up to, like, mix... brands because I'll have a, well this is like 7-Eleven gallon and then I'll have like a small like Aquafina bottle. Judgmental people out there.
I mean, it's all water.
Yeah, they don't care about water the way I care about water.
So what else do you want to say to Adam?
Ibeezy Pro. honestly, I mean, I want you guys all to come out and let's make it something. This is an artist who's been working on it for a long time. And I know a lot of you out there, you know, you guys had dreams growing up. And maybe the dreams did not materialize. And so you found yourself having to, you know, I guess, tend to your obligations a lot more. Well, I had obligations too. I decided to make more sacrifices. That being said, my sacrifice seems to be dragging on. No problem. I'm toughing it out. So Ibeezy Pro is one of those moments when I get to do a performance in front of a crowd of people that actually know the record, not just run on stage, rap, and people clap when you're done. They don't give a fuck about you when you get off stage. Next rapper. But these guys listen to you at home, you know, they follow you online, and they come out to actually listen to you perform it live. So please come and show your support, and don't stop dreaming.
Oh, yeah, I think this is going to be great. We got to make sure that we get, like, Fousey to come out.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to talk about that guy. You know, he gets a lot of negative press. But at the end of the day, every video I see him in, he's trying
right.
to be optimistic and positive. Regardless if it comes off wrong and ends up bad, he's trying to be optimistic and positive. So I think we should just let's give him claps for that.
You can definitely be unhealthily positive, like too much where it's unhealthy.
It happens, but you know what? You take it for what it's worth. You're trying. We get it.
How Next. Do you feel about being part of that crazy ass night on stream? You showed up right after, and like you were there as Fousey exploded on Sam Pepper.
Yeah, I mean, I just came to give Sam the any kind of support he needed in that conversation, but I don't think Sam needed any. He, you know, Sam could hold his own in that for sure. I was just laughing. Like I don't know, that was a funny conversation. I think Fousey's a little nuts, but. You know, and not a bad way. I think it's a funny way.
Right.
Like, I think he's a great meme, and I think he doesn't know that, which is even better.
Would you welcome him into your community? Like, would you ever take him on the RV for a trip?
I mean, I invited him. Right. You know,
I think that would be great.
I invited him in text, and he said he was down, but he's obviously doing some other shit, so I'm like, all right, whatever.
Running around.
I think he'd do great in my community. because he would be like, you know, definitely a meme.
Right.
And I think people would actually be positive along with him.
Right.
Instead of like making fun of him, because everyone would know he's a meme. Who's instead of people of him, taking him too seriously.
EBZ, do you think the Fousey is a meme?
I don't, you know, I'm not really that internet kind of guy to be saying someone is a meme or not. You know, I don't, I cannot even give an informed opinion about memes. I've never made memes. I've been a meme.
Dude, you make memes all the time.
I don't know how it became a meme. You know what I mean? Like, they use my words as memes and use my face as memes. But
he says you make memes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's, oh. I don't, it's not for me. Somebody you make memes. Somebody else made the meme, you know?
Dude, whenever when you say, mind you, and at the end of the day, you're always making memes.
Yeah, so yeah. It's just how I talk, you know what I mean? So that being said, no, I can't, you know, Fousey was, I mean, you know, like I said, shout out to him, man. I like that he's trying. He's doing what he can.
Right. Definitely.
Because there are people, they're worse out there, man. They're worse. I mean, we see fucking YouTube videos.
Right.
Guys who are all about instigating negative vibes so they can, you know what I mean? Like, come on.
Are you talking about there. Brandon?
The roach again. We haven't stumped that guy yet.
Wait a minute. Is Sam Pepper on the roach list?
You know, Sam, I wouldn't put him on the roach list, man. Sam is not a roach, you know? He's a guy who likes edgy confrontation, and he likes edgy situations for his camera. But he's also a decent, you know, gentleman. He's also a gentleman. I mean, you know, with Sam, every time we traveled, he's very good at, you know, making sure things are how they need to be so we can go forward.
Right.
So you can't call him a roach. You can't call him a roach.
But what do you not like about him?
The fact that he likes recording people at their least prideful moments. You know, when I see a person instigate negativity, you feel like converging on that person.
Uh-huh.
And so that Sam does that, you know. So that's one thing I like.
When did he do that? Because I haven't. Are you saying because he filmed you and Brandon?
No.
Have you seen that? That was busy. Did he slap Sam?
Oh, yeah. But why did you slap Sam?
He came up to the car and talked and insulted us, called us a bunch of.
God, a bunch of what?
You know, he was trying to insult us, so that was. But that's not even why I slapped him, because.
But what did he call you? Did he say anything?
A bunch of what?
He said a bunch of, and I walked up saying a bunch of what. So.
And the question, and the question never ends. A bunch of what? Right. The answer will never be known. A bunch of what?
Has he ever stated what he was planning on saying before he was cut off?
He said he was going to say leeches. I think that's what he was going to say. He was going to call me and the people I was in the car with a bunch of leeches.
Okay.
That's what he was going to call us.
Do you think Sam's racist?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say he's racist. When I say well, I said well in a sense, I don't necessarily know the gentleman personally.
Right.
You know, I've seen him. We hang around each other when we're hanging around ICE, and we've gone on trips together, but even then, it's not like we know each other personally. But I know him well enough to not think he's racist.
Okay.
You know? I've seen him in his personal errands, and he goes with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, just the other day, he was with this guy talking about the slap. It was a black artist, and they were in the recording studio. So, you know, he's not racist. I wouldn't say that.
Well, that's good. Yeah. At least we got that out of the way. Sam. All right. So, what else is important that we cover? Is everything going good in you guys' world? Anything? Any current events, drama I need to know about?
I just finished my car stream, the car giveaway.
Yeah, where did that come from?
I mean, my manager gave me his car, and I wanted to give it away because I don't really want it anymore. I don't need a car, and it was going to be good content. So I was like, fuck it. One of the people that came, guy with the hat.
Tranny
Annie. What?
That's crazy. He actually won the car.
Yeah, I mean, the last two people, we had two people left, and the other guy, this Asian guy, he just took his hand off. He's like, you can have the car. I don't need it. I've discovered something more from this, and that's friendship.
He said that?
Something like that, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude, it's some
maybe
good
they
shit.
Were in cahoots.
No, it's like Cinderella story. No cahoots.
And the other guy just said, thank you.
It's just, it was funny, though, how it ended up, so I respected that.
That's hot.
Wow, so what kind of stuff were you doing to these people to make them, like, take their hands off the car?
Well, I wanted to do more, like, just psychological stuff. I didn't really want to hurt them. The worst we did was give them, you know, ghost peppers. I wanted to just fuck with their brain, because You can take a lot of pain and keep your hand on a car. Mm. But if you're like psychologically like very uncomfortable, you're not going to want to stay there. So I wanted to fuck with them in their heads, and that's kind of what I aimed for.
Right. So were they able to eat and everything?
No, they couldn't eat or nothing.
They couldn't eat.
And if they wanted water, they'd have to like throw someone else under the bus to drink the water, and then that person would hate them. Now they have like they hate each other, and then I'd use that to my advantage to make them hate each other more.
Wow.
But in the end, the last two guys ended up actually working as a team, which pissed me off.
You want to know what is interesting, though? This is my idea. I feel like there's a lot of psychological research that isn't being done because it's not considered ethical. I think you should carry out some of that research, like, on your stream. Like, you should just, like, try different stuff out of, like, you know, like,
like
shocking people, like sending like strapping them into chairs and sending them shocks when certain things happen and stuff, like weird things that could be considered like mental torture, be considered unethical by the psychological community. But you could just do it, because who the fuck are you?
I mean, as long as I wouldn't get banned for it. But yeah, you know, like, no,
strapping,
I mean,
electrical circuits to someone's balls,
unethical stuff.
Their balls, that would be lit.
Unethical psychology reports is, I don't know, I think that's dumb. If you want to do something for this greater good of science, it might be unethical. Like, but if you sign for it, you want to do it, fuck it. Who cares? Like, if you have consent from the person.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it. I guess the other way to look at it, though, would be that, like, then you'll have, like, unethical corporations trying to, like, test all kinds of unsafe shit on people.
And if that person gives you their consent, who cares? It's their body.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of dumb people in this world, but that's fine.
But part of the role of government is to protect dumb people from, like, smart companies and corporations, you know?
True. Yeah, but then that takes away the free will of the dumb people.
Not necessarily. Sometimes we have to act. Okay, like seatbelts are a good example. Like, seatbelts are mandated because people aren't smart enough to do it on their own.
I mean, I guess. I don't think people
are. But they do, in fact, save lives.
Almost everything around you could be manipulated to your negative or to your disadvantage if the people who are in control of it decide to. So fortunately, there are these restrictions, because, I mean, if someone has a monopoly over an industry that's really necessary, all they have to do is jack up the damn price, and you're taken advantage of, and there's nothing you can do about it. So, of course, it's a good thing we have these moderators.
When I look at YouTube, I'm scared of monopolies, because, like, when you look at Facebook and Instagram and the fact that, like, social media is so consolidated into small, into just a few different
entities.
Yeah, they
can really just take over your thinking, and you have no choice but to follow. I mean, even the government can do it. Think about it. If you have to go into those kind of thinking.
I mean, out of all these corporations that own all these, like, social media platforms, you can't post a nipple on any of them besides friggin' Twitter. And then you might get shadow banned.
Oh, really?
For a nipple. I mean, Twitter's the only place where you see porn stars posting videos of them getting fucked in the ass, everything.
I like Twitter.
Same, for that reason.
It's like, why are you preventing me from showing what I want to see? I mean, granted, I don't want... You know, you shouldn't show people getting beheaded and things like that. And right. That's just weird, you know?
But I feel like that kind of stuff might get removed from Twitter. God. Did you guys?
It's only a beheading, EBZ.
Did you see the video of the guy who was running next to the car doing the Kiki challenge, and then he had diarrhea while he was running backwards?
Yeah.
No.
Legendary.
That was good.
That was amazing.
I saw that because you retweeted it.
Where is it at?
You should do, I don't know. I guess you could Google Kiki Challenge Diarrhea. Diarrhea is hard to spell. I don't know.
Diarrhea is hard to spell.
Diarrhea. I can never remember how to spell it. It's like D-I-H-H-E-R-I-A or some shit. It's all fucked up.
That's fucked up.
I've been having a hard time spelling diarrhea my whole life. Oh, see, look, he knows. Just like that.
This guy?
No, because it's not going to be on YouTube. It was for some reason, it got like 500,000 views on Facebook. Nah, it's not going to be on YouTube. It's like literally a guy like shitting out liquid poop out of his asshole.
Pathetic. And you decided.
No, it's not pathetic. It's
and
funny.
He actually decided to post it.
It's funny, dude.
He liked it, I guess. Yeah.
EBZ, would you ever do a porno for like 10 grand?
Nah.
20 grand? Nah. $100,000?
I might.
A gay porno?
No, definitely not.
How much money for a gay porno?
I don't even want it. Gay porno? Fuck no.
I would do a gay porno for like 100 grand.
Well,
I'd get a dick in my ass.
Wow.
don't think you
have,
would?
Have you ever had anything in your house?
I think I would. I'm not even in the unsubbed.
Have you ever had anything in your house?
What about for $1 million?
Unsubbed. I'm on this side of the table at this point.
No. I'm not. I will not do gay porn.
No, remember when you went and you looked at
for 100 grand.
No, you looked at all the guys with the with your girlfriend.
A what?
What?
You look with the strap-ons?
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. No.
This is gonna be
what happened was I was at the Porn Awards in Vegas, and there was an after party, and it was just called, like, a fetish party. Okay. So we were like, fuck it, let's go. Long story short, we went. All of a sudden, there's some fucking gay dude getting banged in the ass by some other dude or some shit. Like, right? But actually, it was a girl banging him in the ass with a strap on, and it was weird as fuck.
Okay.
It's not like my thing. I just was there.
Girls getting screwed in the same party?
There was some stuff. Yeah, there was like girls like chained up and shit. There was all kinds of weird stuff going on. It was kind of cool, but.
Would you chain a girl up?
Chain a girl up? What kind of question is that?
Would you choke
your punk ass over here?
You would choke a bitch.
I'm joking. Huh?
You'd choke a bitch.
Of course I'll choke a bitch. I'll choke a bitch quick.
Consensually.
What's the worst? What's the freakiest thing you would do to a woman?
Now, my freaky level on the scale of 1 to 100, I am around a 65
or 70. I thought you were going
to say 69. I'm not doing 69s. Yeah, I'm like a 69. You know? All right. I like it freaky. I like it all that, but I don't want to go too far. I mean, we're not shitting. We're not cutting. You know, we're spanking. But we're not bruising. We can bruise a little bit. Bruising, I mean, I fucked a lot of chicks and bruised them. That's basic.
Would you let them throw back your semen onto you?
No.
So you nut in her mouth and then she spits it onto you?
No. Yeah, you nut in her mouth and you make out with her, or like you nut in her pussy and then she fingers herself and then like puts her finger in your mouth.
Ugh, you're into that? I want to taste my own nut. I have. I mean, I tasted like a little bit by accident before.
Taste the nut.
I've tasted a little bit by accident.
I'll put it like this. Listen.
Oh yeah, an accent.
That's kind of understandable, right? That's understandable.
You just eating a sandwich that happens to have some nut on it.
That's a whole different story.
Have you ever had a nut sandwich?
No, definitely not. Nut sandwich. You've had a nut sandwich?
No.
You look like someone who's had a nut sandwich.
Yeah.
No, I mean I've never. No, but I can't. Yes. I mean,
have you ever had sex with a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you've had a nut sandwich. Just wasn't with Brett.
I've never had sex with a guy. I'm just kidding. Oh. I've
given a guy a blowjob.
No. Okay. I don't have.
Give you a blowjob.
I had a guy put his mouth on my penis.
Giving you a blowjob.
As a meme.
So it was real, and then you made a meme.
It was not real. He put his mouth on my penis. As a joke, to be like, are you gay? It's the are you gay game that I play with my friends.
I wouldn't do it personally, but hey, good for you. It's good. It's good that there's people like you.
I want to get the truth of this. I'm not sure. In real life, he put his lips on your dick.
Yes.
He gave you a blowjob. He started to give you a blowjob.
I was soft, and my dick was in his mouth for like half a second. And it was just like
that's a blowjob.
No, it's not.
It's the blow.
Something.
There ain't no blow. It's just a job. There ain't no blow.
How would you feel about getting hard and having a guy actually deep throat your dick?
Why am I?
No, I mean that would be disgusting. I would immediately go flaccid.
BZ Pro. That's why are we in this game? God damn.
No, we should have the gay room at EBC Pro.
Turn down Spizzle Spotify. EBC Pro, man. He's
We should have the gay room. Because then that brings gays to come. And that's fine. That works out just fine. Because now we have a bigger audience. We should have the trans room, the gay room, the whatever room. Then we have all these people coming that are going to support that.
You should that's do a gay, though. Some sort of gay tournament.
You should do a gay tournament.
No, well, yeah.
Sam will be down for EBC Pro tournament.
No. Just try to, you know, then imagine how woke people will think you are if you do a whole tournament based around turning straight guys gay by making them fuck dudes and shit. I bet Dankwon would do it.
Oh, yeah. Dankwon would 100% would do it.
He doubled back on Dankwon joke.
No,
I'm
he
sorry,
was.
I'm sorry.
It's true.
He said that, and I can't remember watching
EBZ.
You think Dankwon's sus?
I don't know, but when you said it, no, I started trying to put two and two together.
Oh, right.
But I don't know.
I don't think Daquan's gay. I just think
he's... I wouldn't say that about another guy.
He kept talking about, like, kissing me when he was hanging out here. And he talked about that.
What?
He was talking about, like, me taking my shirt off and, like, he just...
Okay, you're probably gay. He's cracking those kind of
jokes. Daquan's definitely sus. I mean, me and him...
No guy I don't know. Those kind of...
He's sitting at home right now like, y'all sus.
When me and Daquan got a blowjob... in the RV...
You did?
Yeah, we got a blowjob together in the RV.
By who?
By some random girl. Before the girl even walks in the room, in the RV, to blow us, he's already hard. And I'm not.
So you think he's more sexually into women than you?
I think if me, Daquan, and a girl had a real threesome... He and my dick accidentally went and touched his face. I don't think he would mind.
But do you think that you're the reason that he was hard?
Probably, since you were in the room before the girl.
I mean, the girl wasn't in the room yet. She was coming, but he was already hard.
I feel like he's probably more into you than the girl.
I mean, I don't know about that, but I think he definitely would be down for some shit.
Yeah.
Poor Dan Quan. Probably, yeah. He's not even here to defend himself.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Daquan.
No, it's fine. He's at home like, what the fuck?
I mean, if Daquan wants to come in and be in a vlog defending his sexuality, that's fine. I honestly thought, I'm not like making fun of him. I just really thought he was like, at least like on the spectrum.
You think I'm sus?
I mean, the whole mouth on the dick thing, I don't know.
I didn't get hard.
I fucked a lot of girls with the homies, but I never like.
I wanted nothing to do next to them. I fucked a lot of girls with guys.
I never like laid hands on them or anything.
You know, nothing to do with a guy when you ever threesome with a girl?
Yeah, nothing to do with him.
I have nothing to do with him.
The last time I fucked a girl with a guy, he was there. I was here. I had nothing to do with him.
You weren't anywhere near him?
So he was just watching.
Nowhere. No, he was in the front, I was in the back. And then we switched every so often.
Was it like a kidnapping?
What do you mean kidnapping?
Was it were you like torturing someone?
No, we're just banging the chicks together.
Did you look at him at all?
Hell no.
You didn't.
I think every so often we gave each other pounds. Like, what up, man?
Yeah, sometimes me and my boys would be fucking a girl together, just talking about music and shit. Like, oh, you hear this new song that came out?
I know.
You hear the new Nicki Minaj album?
I know.
I think that's weird.
You see what happened to Ice on stream yesterday?
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Who?
Like, I was fucking a girl with my friend, and he was like, yo, you see what happened to Ice on stream yesterday? He pulled out his phone, like, pulled up the clip. We're watching it. We're both banging her.
I find that so weird. I've never had a real threesome, but I think, like, if I did...
Because you're sus.
I think if I did, me and the guy would at least have a conversation, like, more... Like, I don't know. We would just, like, participate and work, use it, like, teamwork against the girl.
Well, it's cool because you can talk about whatever you want, and she has a dick in her mouth, so she can't really, like...
Yeah.
Defend herself.
I can tell each other secrets, and she's got to at least wait it out for at least a little bit.
Right?
I mean, she could take it out, but, like, she would be then, like, kind of negating, like, what she was just doing, you know?
You know the last time I banged this chick? You tell all kinds of shit, but she can't defend
I'm thinking more along the lines of, like, I have my dick in her pussy, and then the other guy's, like, fingering her clit. Or like, you know, rubbing her clit while I'm fucking her.
You know what I prefer? I'd rather bang a chick by myself. I do not want to be banging chicks with guys in the room.
I don't like that anymore. I like fucking two chicks, but I don't really like
two
fucking...
Chicks, yeah, that's old school, man. Guys come in the room fucking like, nah.
No. Huh?
They're just clout munching.
Yeah. I did that a long time ago. I don't do it again. I just think it's kind
of
cheap.
So no amount of money is going to make you do anything with a dude.
I've upgraded, man. I don't fuck chicks with guys in the room. Yeah, I mean.
Wow. Okay. So if I had a hot ass girl,
now, granted,
if I had a hot ass girl in my place, granted, dude.
No goody two shoe. You know, when shit's going down, it's going down. But right. I'm just saying, I'd rather not.
But you, dude. Okay.
But if it's going down,
would you
it's going down?
Would you have a threesome with a girl with me?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you would. You would.
You know, I mean, depending on how fine she is. I mean, it's a threesome.
Well, it's gang shit.
Chick, you know?
It's just gang shit, you know?
It's basic shit, you know?
Just do a little gang
basic
shit.
Basic shit, you know? Basic shit. But
you said you upgraded.
But you would have to be there, way far away.
No.
Ice.
No, yeah, I'm going to be. Definitely. I'm going to be on the same side as you.
I would actually be extremely skeptical.
Double penetration.
You would never
EBZ
do that.
Sits down on the couch. No. The girl sits on his lap. He's in her butthole. And then Ice walks up and Ice starts hitting her in the pussy. Their balls touch. Their thighs touch.
Ice is, that'd be Ice's world, right?
Yeah, it's like, his fantasy.
It's not my world.
You said you're bisexual, right?
No, I'm straight, dude.
Yeah.
He says.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
All we know is you did a meme with a guy's mouth and you're like, that's too much of a meme for me.
Now we've done worse.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't think I can back a chick in the name room.
Remember? Okay.
You should do a stream with Brandon where people can donate to make you guys do stuff with each other sexually.
I don't know.
Unsubbed. Maybe, dude.
Unsubbed.
No, I think you should tell Adam about the time we all had our dicks out, except for you.
I wasn't there.
You were?
No. You might have proposed for people to have their dicks out. I'm sure when I heard that, I must have.
It was in Florida in the hotel.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you were never. You did walk out.
Never there.
No,
I wouldn't be in a room with guys and their dicks out.
He walks in the room. Me and Tracksuit have our dicks out. Me and my other friend, we have our fucking dicks out. And like just as a joke, because we knew he was coming. Right. And he walks in the room, and you're like, hell nah! And you walk out.
I don't remember. I think I kind of just deleted it as soon as that happened.
Right.
Yeah.
You've been exposed to a lot of tomfoolery since you started hanging out with these guys.
Fuckery.
Yeah. Fuckery.
Nothing wrong with it.
Gator.
Hey, what are you going to do, man? These things happen.
For real.
You just stay in your own ground. You talk about EBZ Pro.
Yep.
You let them know Gator Skins is out. You also let them know Dining Dash is coming real soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the song Croak Boy will be out in the next, hopefully, 2 or 3 weeks.
Facts.
I don't know if that's what we're talking about when we have our dicks out.
No, I couldn't relate to that conversation, so I had to talk about my conversation.
Yeah. You know.
But yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, all right. Well, I mean, I think we came here to talk to you about, you know,
I learned a lot
about EBZ. So
EBZ Pro
and EBZ himself.
And EBZ himself.
It's been a year since he came here and met you. So
I mean, I'm really glad we got to do the checkup. This is for the diehard CX fans as well as the new fans.
Yes. You know, when it comes to Ebenezer. EBZ, of course, you should go to theofficialebz.com and, you know, you can listen to the 12-song mixtape, which is called Tidal Wave. It's got so much more than Gator Skin on it. I mean, Gator Skin is not even on that mixtape. It's got Out Here. It's got so many songs. And if you miss that, you can always go to Reverb Nation and type in EBZ again, and you can listen to my first mixtape, which is Through the Concrete. But I say all that to say there are numerous records out there, man, if you just type in EBZ on Google. But all that to say, keep your eye out for that channel, Ebenezer Lembe, or the official EBZ _ on YouTube. And, you know, there's much more songs coming. You know, that's what it's about. Ricochet Records.
Heat on the way.
Huh?
Heat is on the way.
Yes, sir. Heat is already here, but
heat
more
is
on
here.
The way.
There's a lot of heat.
You know?
It's like the surface of the sun out here.
Gator Skins, Purple Army, Luxury Pranks, all that shit is on iTunes.
Condoms in the Trash Can.
Condoms in the Trash Can. I mean, what is the other one?
Mind
there's so
you.
Many. Mind You. There's so many of them, man. So many.
I got to get more familiar, man. Anyway, this has been amazing. I'm really happy that we got to have this conversation.
I'm glad to see you again.
Yeah, I'm glad you decided to come and give us the time of day here.
Oh, no. I always love being a part of the CX underworlds.
You get spammed in the chat a lot with the Gator and all that stuff, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Every time I watch your stream, I always see something EBZ related.
Quick question. So you went to the Kanye West, in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Give me 5 minutes about it. Give me a minute about it.
You know, we went on this weird ass private plane that was full of like rappers and fashion people. And
did he invite you?
Yeah, through Yeezy. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So yeah, we like went on this plane full of fucking famous people, and that was pretty weird. And then they like, you know, it's just weird doing all this regular stuff, like getting on this. Well, I guess getting on private planes not that regular, but like, you know, then we're like getting on these shuttles and like Wyoming. And they're, like, taking us to our hotels and shit. And, like, nice. They took us to, like, the sickest hotel ever. But then we, like, were only there for, like, 20 minutes before we had to go to the actual thing. And Kim Kardashian has, like, the biggest ass ever. That was pretty mind-blowing.
No way.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. That was real.
No way.
And then...
It's a sight on its own.
I just couldn't believe that was actually how big her ass was. It was just so...
It's its own sight.
It's fucked up looking.
Well, I mean, she probably had surgery, yeah?
I loved it, but I mean, you know.
That's deep.
I've never seen one like that in real life until
I don't think I'd be able to take it.
It's like the wildest strip club fake ass you could have ever imagined in a million years.
You know, it's funny because I hear a lot about Kim Kardashian, but I've never really looked at her ass.
What?
I'm going to look right now.
What do you mean, EVZ?
That's
honestly
gay.
I just look at her face and, you know, on the tabloids like and shit like that.
I don't like when a girl has too big of an ass. It's just like, it's too much.
Yeah, well, it depends on what you call too big.
It's like, I don't think, like, I wouldn't want to have sex with it. It would hurt.
I need a big ass or I get bored.
Let me see what the ass looks
like. You get bored?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just like that.
Something
like
to sniff.
Grab it.
Bruh.
You're going to have to teach me a thing or two. You're
going to start sniffing assholes. That's what you got to do.
Jesus Christ.
We're Eskimo brothers. How many times over?
This is what you're talking about? Or something more than that?
What is it? I mean, that's a weird photo, but yeah, kind of like that.
That's not a weird photo to me. That's magic.
Like, it looks like squished or something.
Oh, magic.
The aspect ratio has been fucked up. Yeah, but hey, man, I'm not.
Am I invited?
I'm not turning a fat ass away. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, me neither.
EBZ, we should. I think it's time. About that time.
Yeah. Let's move
on. You guys, I appreciate y'all. Thank you for coming through, EBZ.
It was a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Thank you, bro. Ice, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having us, bro.
Hey, hit me up anytime.
Yes, sir.
Let's get into some shenanigans. It's cold.